The refusal of Eastern trainers to bring their better horses to the West Coast was another, because our tracks were too hard and horses were breaking down. The tracks were generally across the nation softened. Santa Anita still runs early, but it was softened considerably for a Breeders' Cup, because that was one of the conditions of bringing Breeders' Cup out here. Hollywood Park, which used to be an early ski track, was softened twice for Breeders' Cup, and softened by that when they expanded it and made a longer stretch, longer track. But what those hard, fast tracks of yesteryear are rapidly diminishing. This does not necessarily change your final time. Ironically enough, by softening the track, you still get your 107s, 4s once in a while. Your 108s are relatively common. And not just here, but at Belmont. But the pace of those races, how the 108s are achieved, has considerably changed. And horses that get the lead on those kinds of situations do not any longer go wire to wire as they once did. Number of instances of wire to wire wins at fast fractional times has diminished in the last 3 years by about 50%. About 50%. I'm talking about speed horses, what used to be defined by the experts as speed horses. Ainsley created that term. Speed horse. The guy says there's no speed in this race. I listen on the telephone. I don't think about handicap. There's no speed in this race? And they run record time. The speed didn't hold up. What they mean is the early pace didn't hold up. So we had to have two paragons. You just couldn't have a paragon of a horse that would get out in front or close to the lead and win that way. You had to have a paragon that represented horses that would come from off the pace, what would best reflect them. So that became a paragon B. In Synergism 2, these are your paragons, and you can, if you're a good handicapper, and you can get it down to four horses in a race, five at maximum, you can practically handicap off of these two numbers. I'm not recommending or telling you to don't stop using early and sustain and all these other ones. But if you really get it down where you know what you're doing, consistently putting in the right horses, these paragons will tell you more than any other thing has ever told you in the past. If the track is running with a tendency toward early, then factor W will be your paragon. Call it paragon A. If the track is running as Del Mar was running, paragon B was hitting them all. Paragon B was hitting them all in Oklahoma, especially potent at Del Mar. Now, when the same horse, both paragon B and paragon A, you better be betting it across the board unless it's a 4-to-5 shot. Sometimes you find they're about 3-to-1. Bet them across, they're going to come in. They're going to, and bet them proportionately so that if it only shows, you'll still get your money back. The same horses A and B, providing you're using predicted baselines and the horse belongs to them. All things being equal, these things begin to the winner. Never before in any velocity program have we had a paragon B. The best thing we had for paragon B was sustained pace and synergism people had synergism legs. I mean, ultra-scan people had ultra-scan legs. Now you have in one program a paragon for each possible running style. Track will be. I expect to receive from, after you get your Synergism 2, a lot of reports from people, and Bob would like to get reports from people, 20 race cycles, even if you only summarize them, we're not requiring them, telling us the percentage of winners from your top two paragon A and top two paragon B. Make it sharp. Chart and put the ranking of the winner in paragon A and paragon B.
Especially on the turf. I'm getting reports from a lot of users on the turf all over the United States, not just here in California. The doctor, paragon B, seems to be just deadly on the turf.
Now,
I'm talking about consistently 85% above the top two on turf.
One thing we want to stress, and we've said it every time, but this is the smallest group we've said to, so anybody wants to make any questions addressing this, do so now. Understanding this statement will be of maximum importance to you. Horses that run on the lead are not necessarily early phase horses. Horses that appear to come from behind are not necessarily late phase horses. This gentleman right here, in all innocence, had anticipated Delmar to be an early track. We know it's not. He now knows it's not. He learned the hard way that it's not. Delmar has not been an early pace track for the last 3 years. 3 years ago, when Hollywood changed, Delmar changed. Sand pile went down and the sand on the track went up. And whatever else motivates that track's juniors, this was a primary factor. This was a secondary factor. They could be in the top four here. If they were in the top three here, they'd be one or two here. And the doctor would summarize that and point to the fact that horse ran best at Del Mar. Something you could literally model. Far, far better than modeling early or late or staying. Modeling one of these characters. Any question about early pace and median energy and all that stuff?
Early pace is the second call. If the horse is on the lead, the horse is not necessarily early, but of course, it's just that the horse had the best second track.
Right, you might see swale. We always talk about swale in the Belmont, what was it, 3 years ago now. When we started talking about it, it was that year. He went on the lead. He run one with sustained pace. His early pace figures were very low. If it's close to 70, you know his early energy was very high. Higher, closer to 70, you know that it was truly an early pace horse. If he wins on the lead at 68.81, like Bob's horse did, he might have won on the lead, but Bob still knows. It doesn't matter. That horse just had to take a lead. No, everybody said, well, the jockeys are not all that bright. The jockey gets, look at all your big races. Look at Kentucky Derby this year. Wayne Lucas finally got an early pace horse to hold on. Why? Because everybody's, every jockey's going, let that stupid broad go ahead. Lucas can never win the Derby because he always has nothing but front runners. So they're waiting, the horse it just doesn't quit. I mean, they didn't start in time. You can see that watching it. So now Woody Stevens gets a plug, and he says, oh, God, that horse is challenged. It will not. Well, unfortunately, he challenged him with another early pace horse, and it killed him both. But the horse that ran the Kentucky Derby was just as good losing the Preakness. He just didn't get away with it. Some jockey, or Woody Stevens, he didn't do himself any good, but he said, hey, no more, no, that horse's not going to do that. If I have to run last, I'll kill off that horse. And he did.
So at Del Mar this past summer, although many horses won on the front end,
I got that the first day, the first race was won wire to wire, mile 16, first day I meet. You know what his energy was? 51.80. And two other races were won on that day at 53. Those were truly early. One was 6 furlongs, the other was 6 furlongs, a maiden. So everybody got the idea that they're this is going back to early. Boy, boy, early, couldn't call these wire to wire jobs. It wasn't early, that's a deception. And some people, when they're deceived on the first day, they never going to change. They're just going to come back, it's going to come back, you know, it's like Confederate money. Once you establish a pattern on the track, you should ride with it. Don't wait for it to come back. Go with the flow. So this is your corroborative thing.
Well, it's running early. It's running sustained.
Not position. Yeah.
Question about the relationship of the energy to early and sustained pace. Are you noticing that sometimes I'll take a pace line and the horse will have obvious more total energy than the other horses in the race, So the readout comes out number one, E, and number one, sustain. And then he doesn't do so well. And I'm wondering if there's a built-in pitfall into looking at those three factors together.
Well, we got to be pragmatic. Let's not look for penicillin to cure this ambassador. Did the horse pee? A 1-1-1 horse is only a 1-1-1 horse if he didn't win the race. A 1-1-1 horse who won his last race is always suspect because he's reached his zenith and his next race will be less. The second thing is that sustained pace figure, the third fraction element of sustained pace, raises the total energy figure. So the more sustained the horses run, the more total energy they have. You just look at your feet per second chart. Third fraction produces higher numbers than the second column. So the more sustained the horse ran, the higher its total energy figure. Now, formula for total energy, that's not as pronounced. But this still is fact. So you got to decide why did it not win with all the total energy, as opposed to total energy is not important. If the horse runs to its figures, the total energy is all important. It's like a speed rating. Hey, the horse has a 99 speed rating. Today he runs a 79. That's why you can't expect to win them all. But that's the best tool we got.
One thing I noticed in all my drag sport plans, the average length of the second call, the sprints, always seem to come out around 2, and the route around 3. So even when I'm going wire to wire, it's still in
the oh, yeah. Oh, listen. The difference between being behind 2 lengths and being on the lead is monumental. Monumental at our tracks because they almost all come out of that first cluster of 4. Del Mar, they were coming from a little farther off on occasion. But even your best sustained tracks, the cluster of 4 produces that. But it's, so that's why this becomes an important figure to you. Very important. Unweighted, the way it is now. Because those early horses who decelerate the lead, who have a 2 or 3 here and a 1, 2 here, that's an early pace horse who's not so early that he's going to die. He's going to have a good figure here. He's going to be, he might be 3. Remember, 3-3-3 in any program we have is that dynamite long shot ranking. Or 3-3-X. That has not changed. The viability of the line scores over a model, if you don't know how to make a model or don't play often enough to keep a model, the viability of the line scores is superior to the model. The model is designed for professionals who play every day to handicap a certain kind of race, keep a model for the line scores. That's what the Brohammer model is all about. It's not a casual thing to model the day you win and expect it to stay there. Use the line scores if you don't go enough to make a true model. Bob got a lot of comments made to him about going back to the line scores. People who were losing said go back to the line scores. They did and started to lose because they couldn't decipher their model. Any questions on the Paragon concept? Any questions on anything?
Oh. Yes, sir. On medium energy and the follow-up, you mentioned a computer-generated horse that shows exceptionally high, fairly good mutual. Is that the horse closest to the medium?
Well, let's get that for Jay, who likes to ask that kind of question, too. Remember how we said about early? That if they're winning at 53-20, if you're looking for the horse that's closest to 53-20, unfortunately, with early, it'll go down to 52-80 or 52-40 or up to 53-60, and if the horse closest to 53-80-40 or whatever you thought the bar was not winning with enough regularity so that you could totally depend on that figure, right? What we're saying is it was median when you establish a, for lack of a better word, par, that you will have far more success because the range of deviation is less. And you can establish a high above which it never goes and a low below which it never goes. And as you see on these charts, see the difference in the low and the high is far less at every level, at every distance, than it was with the percent earlier. But you still run the risk of trying to make it a specific figure. I mean, Bob lucked out with that 5281, the 5287 horsepower, 5263, and it just happened to work out that way. But it's far better than time pars on that. It's far more reliable than time pars. If you use a part-time chart and you go by that, you'll get bitten far more than you will by this. This is far more reliable. And if you know that 70 is your max, maybe it won't be a 70, but whatever the max is, and you see a horse over it, you can rely on it to be consistent with this. You have to bite your tongue to see your top choices over 70 or whatever your parameter is. You won't go wrong if you establish the criterion, throw them out. It's tough. I threw out two or three horses a race that were over 70. And the public, all the public handicappers were raving about it. They'd come in second and third or fourth, they wouldn't win the race. So it saved me a lot of money by being able to pinpoint down to three horses. You can get down to three horses. These guys, they give me readouts to put in the magazine, three horses in. Well, you know how you react. You say, sure, anybody can get out three horses can win the race. What are these guys bragging about? What they should be bragging about is their ability to get it down to three horses, not the fact that one of the three won. That's all you have to do then is just play, go to Vegas and play Quinellas and you properly analyze the place horse in that three, and you win every race. If I could get it down like Jimmy and Bob can to three horses, I can't. I just can't do it. Not that good. You get down to four, but if you get down to three horses and they win in place 80% of the time, you're going to win 80% of your check. There's no way out of it. So you drive a few hours longer and go to Vegas, take that $5,000 or $6,000 and take a week off. You can't help it if you get out of it. I wish I could get out of three. The trouble is that most of these guys who get down three, they don't have the place for it. Get the winner. So, quite smartly, they don't play exactly. Smith's pretty good getting the place for it. He plays exactly, so he makes the killer. And I get the place for it pretty well. There they follow. Any questions? Okay, it's the summer. Yeah.
Have you got any target date?
Our target date is totally based on what Florida does. Florida has it, their manufacturing and machine language, so that you will be able to get a sort in a few seconds as opposed to 7 or 8 minutes.
Oh, I'm not sure they can even do it yet, but they're working on it.
It might be a few months.
I think Bob's parameters, he gave the parameters, remember, of 2 weeks to 4 weeks to 5 weeks.
No, realistic with time, maybe 3 to 6 weeks. And it's really up in the air about, well, we'll know within that time frame whether or not Florida can be able to. If Florida can't do it for us, then we'll just have to take it the way it always is.
We'll do it ourselves, and then the sort will take as long as the sort takes. You know what it
is. The problem is it takes about 5 minutes to run a race on a 15-year-old. And the time, not counting the input time, but the time you hit the last button until it starts to print.
Ooh.
4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, I can remember. Yeah,
don't forget, there's a lot more code in percentages of two. I mean, just for the doctor, 141.
If you're running on the night before, it's really no big deal. You just go on and start picking your contenders for the next race, and the prints from the prints. And you look at it.
How many of you were with us a few years ago when you had to do it all with a handheld calculator, and you had to stay up till 2 a.m. to do a race card? Anyone of you remember those days? Okay. And they thought that was great to do 63% working 10 hours a day, getting all this, counting the race time. Then the computer came. And it took
They were taking 40 minutes to race. Then they got better and took 20 minutes. Then it took 10 minutes.
Anybody here ever doing the PC4? Remember the PC4 that had 1/2 K of memory in it? Anybody use that? That was the first handheld I used.
How about the Sinclair membrane?
Yeah, it took you 4 hours to load the Timex and 2 hours to end. I got several of them. Anybody will have a booby prize contest, you can have it.
I still have my PC4.
I got PC1. You'll have to give the right prizes. PC1. To be an interface.
I give my PC4 with phase 3.
I've got one. The real joke is on us, because we had to do it by hand, and took me, I invented it, about 3 hours to handicap a car. And I got Daryl Martin. I don't know how to pace line to go to sleep, and he put him in. But it took a long time. And now we're doing 4 minutes, and it takes 5 minutes to sort, and everybody's complaining.
On the 333s and the 33Xs, what are the parameters for betting on that long shot? How low is it going?
I recommend it. You know, in my own post-com bro, I'm a style of play. 9-2 is. I'll take 9-2. 4-1.
9-2 or higher.
Yeah.
And then how do you put the money?
Win place.
I usually put it across the board. What happens is if I've got a race where the third horse is 4-1, 9-2, whatever you want to, and you got a 2-1 and a 3-1 and a 4-1, let's say, you can dutch 3 horses. How much would you have to bet? You bet $2 on a horse that's going to pay $16 or $8.
Yeah,
but I mean, I'm talking about a net.
I'm going to do a math.
10. So I got 10 and I bet 9. That's only a dollar profit. So I proportionally raise it so that I'll make whatever I'm going to make. But I don't usually get three horses that are 10 that appear to be long shots in this kind of an odds field. They usually come out of an odds field where you got maybe 5-2, 4-1, and 10-1, 12-1. However, if you get it down to fewer horses, your 333s won't be as come up as up.
How would you divide up $100?
With these odds?
You're doing $100.
Oh, with these odds? Well, what's the 5-2 going to pay? $7, right? 4-1 is going to pay $10. 12-1.
You know, we have a program that does this automatically.
Yeah.
The money management program will back 3-1.
$26.
Okay.
So what do you want to make? You want to make
$100? No, I want to bet $100.
Oh, okay. Well, your ratio becomes then, you bet $2 on a horse that's going to pay $26. You get $26. You bet $2 on a horse that's going to pay $10. You get $20. You bet $2 on a horse you're going to pay 5-2, you're going to get $14. So, what did you bet? You bet $6, the least you'll get is $14. Right?
Seven. You park the shoe shirt. Seven.
Oh, pardon me. So you're going to have to bet. I can do it intellectually, but I can't do it verbally. All right, you do it for me then. Well, how much?
Well, I'm asking the question.
I want to have him do it. You bet six, and if you only bet two on each other, you're going to get 7. So, what's your relationship?
7, 10, and 26.
So, how much do you want to bet more to make that add up to 100?
Doc, my program says 50 on the 5-2, 40. On the 4-1 and 10 on the
12-1. There you are.
And your profit, no matter which one, is $75.
See there?
There you go. There's a guy that's smart.
See what the computer has done?
The best program we ever
to us all? Yeah. That's our money management program. You should have rescued me before I blew that. There you have, that's it.
But that's going backwards. You always wonder how much you want to make, not how much you want to bet. Your goal is where you want to
set a goal, what you want to make.
Goal, where it's going backwards. But it's easier to do it that way. Find how much you want to make. Might not have to bet as much.
So if you want to make $75, that's what you bet. If you want to make $100, then you get up to a little bit more. Another 25%. Okay, any more questions before we go to lunch?
Is Bob going to write a manual for this one too?
I tell you what, we really don't need a manual. Using it, exactly the same. I mean, the setup times, everything, but everybody expects the manual. So I'm moving my factory, and this is a big one. A lot of work. If we did hear from FAR that the program's ready, it's going to be really soon. That is what it means. Just a second. It's up to him. I don't know what I mean.
Synergism 2 will cost exactly what Synergism 1 cost, except for the IBM. Because the IBM has the capacity to store as a database program with it, which has got to be worth $29 more. I don't think a database.
No, I'm just getting real close.
Well, I don't use a database. If I use a database, it would be worth $49 more. Thank God that I don't use it. I don't need one. People send them to me. Now, for those of you who have already paid for Synergism 1, it would be $49. Except for the IBM, which would be $69. So if you haven't bought it yet, you're looking at $189 with the database on the IBM, $169, which was the same price you got before.
So if you haven't had it before, it's $189.
Right. For the IBM. Your privileged class, you pay more. The elitist must pay more.
If you're upgrading, the upgrade is $49.
The upgrade is $49. More than fair, folks, because I'll tell you something.
It's a new program.
Right now, I can go to the track. If I had to pay for it myself, the way my daughter runs this thing, I may. I would make, hello, honey. And
for those of you that really want Synergism 2, you can have it today.
Just kiss see Mary, she's handing them out in the back. Well, how much memory is required? For the IBM.
The IBM? Oh. 15K.
Yeah,
you know. On a floppy disk, you can save 2,000, 3,000 places. And you shouldn't save that many. I delete them after 1 week, because all I do is just clutter up the directory. You know how to use, how to delete files off your disk. The extension will be, for example, this one that's in here is 010101. If you look under your directory, everything with a period RAC, the brace will be on your RAC. So delete. Period RAC.
It looks like two programs,
I don't know what they're called, yes, man. I charge you 3 times. No, the additional, for an additional computer, it'll be like what it's called. Incidentally, I'm looking at last year's Santa Anita. And these are all clusters of 20?
Approximately
20 race clusters. There's one, two in one cluster of 20. There's one in the next cluster of 20. There is none in the next cluster of 20. There's one, two, three in the next cluster of 20. One, two, three in the next cluster of 20. So in 100 races, you've got about 7%, one over 70 last year, which makes 70 a pretty powerful tool even at an early pace. Thanks, Bill. Once again, the newly found winner for a bullet. who can tell you anything. That is usual by class, by distance, by track, by day.
And he's never been to a track.
So let's come back at 2:15.
Going over
restaurants. Into three more vital areas.